the Goddess Quinn, and I actually just wanted to talk to y'all about Juneteenth. Juneteenth. Today is Juneteenth. June 19th, okay? I think it was June 19th. Was it 1865, 1765? I'll tell you. I'm a little on the year. But Juneteenth was the day that one of the generals of the army actually made it to the South to let the first Southern people know that, hey, the war is over. The slaves are free. That's why Juneteenth is so important. That's why a lot of African Americans are so mad. A lot of African Americans that were born in the South or from the South know what Juneteenth is. But I need you to understand that if you weren't born in the South, you wouldn't know what Juneteenth was, because y'all was not oppressed. Y'all was not slaves. You was up north or out west, you was free man. If you was in the South, you was a slave. Okay? That's why Juneteenth is so important to us Black people from the South, because most of our ancestors were slaves. So we were slaves. We was definitely slaves. There are some of y'all whose ancestors might not even be slaves. For real, for real. Some of y'all's ancestors came over here as slaves, right? And then some of them was freed somehow. Maybe they just landed in the North when they came, you know? Maybe they escaped and got away. But some of y'all was free. And some of y'all's people was born free. But some of our people was born in slavery. And that's where Juneteenth comes into play. So one of the biggest things is Southern people, don't be so mad. Don't be so mad that don't nobody know what Juneteenth is, y'all. We cannot be mad because the rest of the world was not enslaved like we was. They don't know. It's not their history. Juneteenth is a Southern history, guys. And that's why we know it. That's why if you were born below the Mason-Dixon line, you know what Juneteenth was and why it's important. If you was not born under the Mason-Dixon line, I would say probably like it's a good 80 to 85% chance you have no idea what Juneteenth is. And I don't judge you for that. But what I will say is do your research. Do your research. Because even though there were things going on up north, there was a lot of things going on down south. I'm sure you know. And knowing your history is a big deal. And I will say in regards to Google, I don't know if you all know, but Google didn't actually make a little doodle thing for google.com like they normally do. So Google makes a doodle thing for every single holiday. They make one for Pancake Day, Best Friend Day, Flower Day, Flag Day, every day you can think of. Flag Day, Pi Day, every stupid day that they've created from Hallmark cards. Nah, for real. Every stupid day that they've created to go on a calendar to fill in some of these 365 days, each day that's a holiday, Google will make a little doodle. And a lot of people are hurt because Google didn't make a Juneteenth. They didn't make a Juneteenth doodle. It's like you can make a doodle for... I get it. Okay, and let me first say, I get it. I get both sides. Not both sides, but I get it. Like, I get why people are bothered by it, and I get it why people don't really care. People are bothered by it because Google can make a freaking doodle for everything. Like I said, Google makes a doodle for Pi Day. So if you can change Google's banner for Pi Day, why can't you change Google's banner for Juneteenth? One of the most iconic moments in African American history, just because it marks the end of slavery for us in the South. That's when we were first told that we were free. So that was when the first person made, and I need y'all to understand what this means. June 19th, I think it was, like I said, 1765, 1865. think it was 1765 because we were emancipated proclamation was 17 something. How was it? Yeah. So the Emancipation Proclamation was 1770. So this was June 19th, I think 1765. Yeah, 1765. Okay, and that's when the news of the war being over, which is just made it to the South. So that means some general had been trotting around on his horse for about a week or so. He finally made it to the South, was finally able to tell everybody, hey guys, I got a letter from the general. War is over. Free your slaves. We ain't doing that no more. What? We ain't doing that no more? Yep, we ain't doing that no more. Free your slaves. It's all over. It was fun while it lasted, but it's done now. Whoop-de-woo. Okay. That's important to us Southern people because we were slaves. That's just what I'm getting to. So, to all my Northern born and raised black people, all of my Western born and raised white people, even my Northeastern raised black people, it's okay that you don't know about Juneteenth. But I will say that you need to grow your knowledge in your history, because there are some iconic moments that might have happened in other areas of the country where you were not. And that's why Juneteenth is so important. The majority of the slaves were in the South, which is why it was so important for them to finally make it and tell everybody that, you know, because they didn't even have to tell us, to be real. Think about it. They didn't have to tell us. Had they not told us, had that general not made it, and I can't think of the general's name, but they have the general's name that actually gave the call. Had he never made it to the South, let's just say he would have died. Let's just say the message never made it. Do you know how much longer people would have been enslaved, like, than what we have already been? I need y'all to understand, we've been dealing with slavery and persecution and racism for a long time, guys. It's 2019. Okay? The 1900s was just a little bit ago. We just got out of the 1900s. Now, I know a lot of y'all only think of the 1900s as literally the 1900s, but the 19th century included 1900 to 1999. Okay? That's what the 1900s consisted of. 1900 to 1999. Okay? 19th century. 19th century. Slaves was all in the 19th century. Okay? Even though it was free, we were still slaves. They had to go around and free us everywhere. We had to be freed everywhere. It took some time. It took some time. We weren't all free overnight. It took some time for us to be free. And we're still not free. It's just a different way of slavery. It's a different way of damnation. It's a different way of being trapped. For something as important as Juneteenth to come around, and as somebody as important as one of the leading search engines not put up information about it, it does hurt. So I will say that. The more you think about it as being somebody that's born and raised in the South, everything in me, every bone in me is Southern. So if you a Southern person, it does hurt. My family was on cotton fields. My family still lives across from the cotton fields sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when you know and understand your history a little bit more, it makes things a bit different. So I just say, do your research, man. And don't judge nobody for not knowing. Okay? We was all going through a lot, but we was all at different points in our journey in America here. When we came over here, we all had a new story. So I want y'all to understand that we cannot judge our black people for the knowledge that they don't know. All we can do is help educate. Hashtag help educate your local nigga, okay? Y'all have an amazing day. It's Juneteenth. Celebrate our emancipation. I love y'all. Namaste. Ashe. Have an amazing day. warm night.